This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Russian authorities are confirming a total of more than 140 dead in the wake of Friday's terrorist attack in Moscow. It happened during a sold-out rock concert. Gunmen opened fire into the crowd. ISIS-K claiming credit for the attack.
And in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Vice President Kamala Harris. Meanwhile, there's a memorial growing outside the concert hall where the attack happened. USA's Laura Winters.
They started shooting people with automatic weapons at random and setting off explosives, which started a massive fire. Russian authorities arresting 11 suspects. Hundreds of people gathering outside the concert hall Saturday night to mourn the victims, lighting candles and leaving teddy bears and other stuffed animals and notes at the scene.
The White House is expecting an Israeli delegation to arrive in Washington, D.C. for high-level talks this week. President Biden invited a team of Israeli officials to visit during a recent phone call with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. At the same time, House Speaker Mike Johnson has said that he wants to invite the Prime Minister to speak to Congress about the conflict against Hamas in Gaza. Gale force winds could be to blame for more than 100,000 power outages in the far northeastern U.S. On Sunday night, power outages were widespread across much of coastal southwest Maine. According to the website poweroutage.us, there were more than 116,000 utility customers without electricity as of 9 p.m. Sunday. Pressured to address implications about a potential gambling scandal, Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani is set to speak to the media for the first time on Monday. These the first public statements being made by Ohtani since news of his former interpreter's case surfaced. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
One U.S. senator says there were warnings from the U.S. sent to the Russian government about the potential for terrorist attacks like the one in Moscow on Friday. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia tells Fox News Sunday Russian President Vladimir Putin would not listen.
Vladimir Putin gave a speech on Tuesday discounting the warning, saying we were trying to meddle and create confusion. We also warned Iran a couple months ago about a potential attack by ISIS-K there.
There's a push ongoing to remove yet another House Speaker from his position, USA's John Schaefer.
Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene is advocating for the removal of House Speaker Mike Johnson from his position. Greene has submitted a motion to remove Johnson from the speakership because of his endorsement of a government spending bill exceeding $1 trillion. Conservatives oppose the bill due to its absence of significant spending reductions.
Search and rescue teams in California say they've located the body of hiker Caroline Meister. The sheriff's office said search and recovery efforts wrapped up Friday after her body was found at the base of a waterfall, this in the Ventana Wilderness situated within the Los Padres National Forest. Investigators have said they saw no signs of foul play.
Help!
The man behind the Academy Award-winning soundtrack to the Dune movies, Hans Zimmer, taking his next-gen movie soundtrack show on the road once again, hitting 17 cities starting September 6th in Duluth, Georgia. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, we knew it wasn't going to be easy, but I'm not sure we thought and really realized how hard it's going to be to get this country back on track. Almost three-fourths of the country believes that we're on the wrong track. It's quite obvious. I mean, Joe Biden would want us to believe differently, but it's pretty academic. I mean, it's really not that complicated. Because the truth is still the truth. Phil Hotzenpeller is with us. He's the founder and president of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church. Hey, Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. It's good to be talking to you this morning and talking about what's relevant in our world.
Well, first of all, are you excited? I mean, we're weeks away from the release of Midnight in America, your latest book that I cannot wait until, you know, our audience gets their hands en masse on this book to realize, you know, what is happening, you know, in reconciling, you know, as I mentioned, the truth and a lie. You know, we're told that things were going to happen. And they're starting to come before us, and you just wonder, you just go, some people are thinking, well, is this really God or is it not? And look, that's for you to decide, but you must engage and be fully committed to the truth. There is absolute truth. This idea that it's all relative has been the biggest lie of the millennia, and it has been the cause of the unraveling of this great American republic.
Well, no doubt about it. And, you know, whenever you move away from, you know, truth, the values, you know, the morals, you know, the convictions of a nation, you basically commit national suicide. And that's
exactly
really what happened. You know, and we're seeing it dismantled before our eyes. And I don't think anyone... I really mean anyone could have predicted how bad Joe Biden would be as president. I just don't think they had it in them. They knew he wasn't going to be a strong leader. I think a lot of people thought, you know, he's going to be the guy that's going to kind of unite people. You know, he's going to be liberal, but he's not going to be this.
He was going to be the palate cleanser after Donald Trump, right?
Yep.
Basically.
And I mean, I don't know a lot of people who voted for Biden because they're getting quieter and quieter as the thing gets deeper into the mud.
Yes.
But I don't know any of them that voted for him that are happy they voted for him.
Yeah. No, exactly. And the thing that's so interesting, Phil, is that the Democrats continue to double down, you know, for the party's sake, and it's the Republicans that are abandoning ship. What is going on? I mean, we had a small majority, a limited number, what, four seats at one point, maybe five. And, you know, and it's not even that the Democrats are picking them off. It's like the Republican Party is committing suicide. I mean, speaking of, you know, what happens when you abandon the truth, you just you annihilate yourself. And Republicans are wondering, well, who's representing us now? Because, you know, the way this is going, Phil, before the end of this session, the Democrats could be the party in power over the Republicans. And just because they decided to leave early, take up university jobs, Washington has become too tough for me. I'm picking up my marbles and leaving here. And they're leaving the people who voted them into office behind and left fully 100% with the antics of the Democratic Party. And we were just talking with Dr. Richard Bartlett, and he pointed out that one of the parts of this 1,000-page bill, this spending bill, they're funding the next pandemic, Phil. They're literally funding the next pandemic. And I know you're going to say, well, surprise, Bill. I mean, we've got an election just around the corner. Well, yeah, you know, like you said, it's not that things are, you know, falling apart and that as far as the Democratic Party is concerned, and keep in mind, this is the Democratic Party. Things are falling right into place, aren't they?
Well, you know, I want to go back to that first comment you made about the Republican Party. There is no stickability. There is no sense of camaraderie and that we're in this together. It is every man for himself. And that means if there's a special interest group that wants to give me some money, wants to give me a position, wants to give me power, we will cut each other's throats. It's almost like, and I hate to say it, but even some of the most conservative ones can't even figure out how to be a team.
Yeah.
And if you can't be a team, and there's got to be a team, but Democrats have figured this one out. I mean, they're they're thick as thieves. You can't break them up if you try.
right, you exactly.
And talk about a playbook that we need to learn something from, because you're right. If we lose that, where are we at now? I mean, we're really in a mess.
And
you lose that majority. And you're really in a mess.
And even if it's only for a month or two, it's not going to take long. I mean, Biden will really go on steroids. I mean, right now, even though the Supreme Court said no, you cannot forgive student debt, he's still forgetting. He's forgiving student debt. You're not supposed to be flying illegals into the interior of the country. We're flying in hundreds of thousands of illegals. Number three, we've got Ramadan that's underway, right? And what happens at the end of Ramadan, generally, Phil?
Well, at the end of Ramadan, we're going to have another battle. We're going to have another conflict. We're going to have another uprising.
Yeah, because they get their marching orders. It's like, hey, go out there. You know, don't go out there and be fruitful and multiply. Go out there and go be destructive. You know, because we've got the latest iteration of the 2024 jihad going on. And, oh, yeah, by the way, this massive jihad, keep your eyes on America, because their borders wide open. And we got jihadis in mass numbers inside the interior of America like never before. Are we going to have a good old time here? Aren't we?
Exactly. Yep, exactly. Well, you know what? My book is pretty relevant right now, Bill.
That's why I said I'm our audience, they cannot wait. I mean, you've got to get your hands on this book. You can pre-order it right now because you're going to want to read this book. Go ahead, Phil. Finish your thought on that. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I had a few interviews. I interviewed with Eric Metaxas last week, and I thought, you know, I haven't read my book in a while. I wrote it, and then, you know, the publisher had it. And I said, I'm going to go back and read my book. And I went back and read it. And you know what? I had some pretty good things to say, Bill. And, you know, it's kind of like, a shameless plug here. But
yeah.
I think there's some interesting things the audience is going to love.
Well, the deal is, at times as I was reading certain parts of the book, and like you, because I've been helping, you know, to promote your book, because I believe in the relevancy of it and how timely it is, and that people need to understand, is that, clearly, Phil, I mean, you and I have talked about this, because from time to time, we hit that revelation sweet spot. where you just feel like you're in the throne room of God, and God's deposited a nugget into your spirit. And I'm reading this, and I'm seeing and reading these golden nuggets that I know came out of the throne room of God himself. So this really adds a dimension to this book that I haven't seen in a lot of books recently. Got to go to break. More from Phil Hotzenpiller after this.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Calling all accredited institutions of higher education. Federal grant funding may be within your reach. I'm Evangela Hollowell with the U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration and a proud Hampton University alum. FMCSA offers a CMV Operator Safety Training Grant to educational institutions with opportunities to expand the number of commercial driver's license holders possessing enhanced operator safety training. This grant assists historically black colleges and universities and minority-serving institutions. It also helps future alum like me get involved with the commercial motor vehicle industry. Prospective institutions with accreditation recognized by the U.S. Department of Education are encouraged to visit fmcsa.dot.gov/grants to explore the funding opportunity and learn how to start the application process. Together, we can significantly reduce serious injuries and deaths on our nation's highways. Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking with Phil Hotzenpiller. He is the founder and president of American Faith, also the senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil, as we start out Holy Week, and I know timing-wise, it was important that you and I talk about Holy Week. Yesterday, we celebrated Palm Sunday. You know, when you look at Palm Sunday, it wasn't just some theory or some idea that just, you know, fell off the roof and you have Jesus on a donkey. I mean, all this was prescribed. It was all like everything that God does down to the smallest element of any incident to occur. God's hand is on it. And that's what, to me, should be the takeaway that we should have about Palm Sunday. Jesus appeared at exactly the same time that God had prophetically laid out hundreds of years, if not thousands of years before, right?
Well, and that's the beauty of the Word of God, is that there is a prophetic accuracy that does not exist in any other, I'm going to use this term, religious writing anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's one thing that sets it apart, among other things, is its uniqueness, where historically verified prophetic words that are fulfilled in a time. And Jerusalem is one of them. Calvary is one of them. I mean, you can go through it. My book is filled with prophetic insights. I have one chapter called The Prophetic Clock, where I chronicle nine key prophetic events that have already been fulfilled, and then four remaining major events that I believe we're going to see in our lifetime.
Right. Well, and it's interesting how some of this stuff is happening, even here in America. You have Chuck Schumer, the majority leader in the Senate, suddenly, you know, referring to Israel as a pariah. Joe Biden and the administration, they champion in the United Nations basically a slap in the face to Israel, trying to force Israel into compromising their national security. And I mean, this didn't come from anybody else. This came from Joe Biden and this administration against our most major Middle East ally. What is going on here, Phil?
Well, let's put it, our only real ally. You know, when you really come down to push and shove, you've got one you can really depend on, and that's Israel. And we're going to try to dismantle that. That makes about as much sense as flying on United Airlines right now.
Right. Exactly. Speaking of which, and we'll talk more about that in just a moment. But yeah, I mean, because the thing is, and you know, as a teacher of the prophetic, and you've been at different events, and you talk to people, and they always say, "Where's America in the final days?" I don't. When I'm looking at prophecy, I don't see America directly mentioned. How do you answer that when people ask you that?
Well, I have a chapter in my book. I don't want to give it away. I don't want to do a spoiler alert, but I have actually dedicated an entire chapter talking about that. I will give a hint to the audience. Have you ever asked yourself, Bill, why does the Washington Monument look like it does?
Mm. Yeah.
Because it's actually an Egyptian monument to the sun god, and that's S-U-N god.
Right, right.
And that's one of the clues that ties it into the book of Revelation. And we're going to see that this unfold in a very unique way. People are, once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's kind of like, oh my gosh, it's been there all along and I didn't see it.
Exactly.
Allow me to protect the chapter so that when people get there, they have an aha moment.
Yes, exactly. Well, yeah, you're exactly right, and there's so much there. And then we come into the realization that the America that was founded versus the America that is today, our founding fathers are spinning in their graves, because in much the same way I'm sure Moses spun in his, as the children of Israel moved further and further away from the, from the laws of God.
Well, you know, and that happens not only to nations, it happens to families, but it happens to corporations. And
yes,
Bill, one of the things that I wanted to talk about was what's happening with United Airlines and the multiplied number of incidents that they're reporting. They're talking about basically banning them from new routes. But I want to tie something in. I want to tie morality into here because a lot of people don't know that the CEO, Scott Kirby, is actually a drag queen. And he and this is not hidden. You can just Google his name, Scott Kirby, drag queen. You can see him in all of his glory. And he is pushing this agenda into United Airlines. Now, let me ask you a question, Bill, because, you know, you and I are, you know, CEOs of major corporations. Does this make any sense on any level if you're concerned about flying people from A to B and making a profit for your shareholders?
Exactly. It doesn't. You're exactly right. And the thing is that it has something to do. You see, when you and I were raised, we were raised with the idea that integrity mattered, that the foundation from which you were launched had to be solid, and it had to be built on the truth. And what's happening is the foundation of humanity today is so compromised that in fact, we were talking about this morning, and it's an issue of identity. It says, who are you and whose are you? And you walk away from your God-given identity, and you become a drag queen, and all these manifestations. You kill your kids, and as if it's not enough to kill your babies, then you start ripping off body parts, all in the name of this new philosophy and this new religion, right?
Well, I thought Elon Musk comment about Scott Kirby in the dance scene, drag queen.
Yes, said, I saw that.
Quote, this is what he said, quote unquote. This is messed up.
That really summarizes it, doesn't it? And this is the thing. And you're saying, and probably people going, Phil's right. I mean, we're sitting here trying to, we're trying to absorb this and understand it, and it's just messed up.
Yeah, yeah. Right? You don't need anything. You don't need to go any further than that, you know. And one thing is clear, based on what we're seeing: a lack of leadership, a confusion of mind, and a bad track record. I mean, I would not hop on a United plane to save my life right now. In fact, if to save my life, I'd probably stay on the ground.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and look at what's happening with Boeing. Did you read about that today? I mean, in mass, the leadership, they're out of there.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but tell me about it.
Well, no, they're resigning. I mean, in mass, Boeing leadership is out of here. And the Boeing CEO, Dave Calhoun, he steps down in the wake of ongoing problems, and many in his management staff are exiting, and they're all jumping the ship here.
Oh yeah, now I'm looking at it now. This is all built around the 737 MAX.
Exactly. Right. Right.
Uh-huh. Got
right.
It.
I guess they figure before they fly in a plane, and the doors start flying off, and wheels are disconnecting. From the landing, from their landing devices and everything, they're jumping ship. Crazy.
It really is crazy. And the further you get away from truth, it affects every area, whether it's engineering, design, or whatever. Your mind doesn't work the same way that it did when you were lined up with truth.
Exactly. Because the Bible says, look at the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. We walk away from God, we render ourselves stupid. Or to put it succinctly, as Elon Musk said, it's just messed up.
I like it, right?
I do. I think we're going to get a t-shirt with that. It's just messed up. Phil Hotzenbiller, thank you, sir. Take care. God bless.
IBM recently released the 2024 X-Force Threat Intelligence Index, highlighting an emerging global identity crisis as cybercriminals double down on exploiting user identities to compromise enterprises worldwide. According to IBM X-Force, In 2023, cybercriminals saw more opportunities to log in versus hack into corporate networks through valid accounts, making this tactic a preferred weapon of choice for threat actors. Noting a 71% increase worldwide in cyber attacks caused by exploiting user logins, cybercriminals are using our expanding digital footprint as a pawn for extortion tactics against businesses. Michelle Alvarez, Strategic Threat Analysis Manager, IBM X-Force.
Cybercriminals are just always looking to improve their margins, and really there's nothing that yields a higher ROI for them than simply logging in. With more fragments of user identities accessible on the dark web and cybercriminals innovating ways to steal valuable credentials, the growing identity crisis that's developing is simply one that businesses and consumers can't afford.
Sponsored by IBM.
USA News Update. In Rome, the Pope skips delivering his homily on Palm Sunday, but attends the service. USA's Laura Winters reports.
A Palm Sunday service at the Vatican in St. Peter's Square. In recent weeks, the Pope, who is now 87 years old, has been suffering on and off from bronchitis and flu. He has delegated an aide to read his addresses for him, but on Sunday, his prepared text was not read at all. Easter Sunday is next week.
Blizzard conditions are facing many long-haul drivers traversing the U.S. in the Plains States. The National Weather Service posted a blizzard warning that covers roughly an 80-mile stretch of Interstate 90 in South Dakota through Monday. More than 100 miles of Interstate 80 in western Nebraska covered under blizzard warnings that will stretch into Monday night. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Frank Lissay is joining us. We're going to talk about what's going on in Maine. Frank is the president of Truth in Energy and Climate. He's the former Wisconsin state senator. Senator Lissay, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Oh, thanks to be on. Thanks for having me.
Well, what is going on with Maine's top environmental regulator rejecting a proposed state electric vehicle mandate? Break that down for our audience so they can appreciate what's happening here.
Well, first of all, Maine is a very kind of left of center state. They are very much into the whole green economy, very much into wind and solar and hydropower from Canada. And you know, that's the leaning of their citizens. But they decided, the regulators decided, which most of the places are regulators and politicians are jamming it down people's throats, that it wasn't in the best interest of Maine to follow in California's footsteps and mandate the end of gas cars in favor of electric vehicles. So I think it's a major step forward where we actually have regulators, instead of controlling people, forcing us to do things we don't want, recognizing that it's not in their citizens' best interest and actually serving the people.
It's kind of difficult to deny the truth at the end of the day, right? I mean, we've had enough research out there. Thank God there's some minds there in Maine that aren't so ideologically fixed that they'll continue to run people off the cliff here. I mean, look at all the evidence. I mean, you've got car dealers parking their EVs. They're not able to sell them. I don't know what Joe Biden's going to do next. I guess maybe after he finishes forgiving everybody's tuition debt, he'll find some more billions of dollars to give away in order to, promote the sale of EVs one more time.
Well, the federal government is mandating this on everyone. They're claiming that they aren't, but in reality, over the next 10 years, if they have their way, we're supposed to have 60% of our cars be electric vehicles by 2030. I mean, 60%, and that isn't including the hybrid cars, which I think make a whole lot of sense. The hybrid cars, they can make 60 to 90 hybrid cars from one electric vehicle battery. One electric vehicle battery makes 60 to 90. People buying those, and those are selling because people want them, and they make sense, and they're not too expensive. The real underlying question is they're forcing this on us. Is right now, because of both direct billions of dollars that we don't even see that are sent to companies, the $7,500 tax credit you get for buying an EV, each EV is subsidized by regulations and direct tax payments for about $50,000 each. The way that this works and the way Tesla has made billions, and their stock is tanking, has made billions is they sell these mile-per-hour credits, the fleet-wide standards. So every car that GM or Ford sells has to meet this. I think it's now 40 miles to a gallon, and I think Biden's going to up it to like 78 miles to a gallon. And what they do for a Tesla car is say, you know what, your car is worth 65 miles per hour towards the standard, and you get to multiply it by six. So Tesla has been selling these credits to Ford and GM and the other companies for billions and billions of dollars so they can sell us the big cars that we like. And in fact, they also raise the prices they lower the prices of small cars, and big cars like the most popular car in America, the Ford F-150, is $10,000 or $20,000 more expensive than it would be if everything was just a regular profit margin for all cars they produce. So we're paying for it. We don't even know it.
Exactly.
And then the underlying problem is going to be is in 10 or 20 years, if they're successful in forcing this on us, where are these subsidies going to come from? Right now, gas cars are profitable, and they're subsidizing electric vehicles. But who's going to be able to afford a $100,000 electric vehicle that wears out after a decade and wears out their tires, you know, 2 to 3 times faster than a normal car? You don't change the oil, but and they're driving up electricity at the same time. And we have an we have an unreliability problem. And Biden, on the other side of the coin, is trying to regulate coal out of existence, which provides 20% of our electricity, and is trying to make our natural gas plants even more expensive with this thing called carbon capture that doesn't even exist in the real world.
How does this make any sense? I mean, just even from a business, a business plan. You know, that you would, you know, think that you could flip a switch and automatically cause people to, change their habits, change their lifestyle. I mean, because right now you're driving a carbon, fueled car, and you need gas. You go to the pump and you fill in the gas. I mean, you put the gas in the tank and you're off and rolling again. Now, with an electric vehicle, as the Secretary of Transportation found out, you may have to wait in line for a little bit and then to spend, 30, 45 minutes to charge up the car before you get back on the road again. This violates the practical aspect of travel that we've been raised and are used to.
They want to do away with my belief is that they want to do away with that. They don't want poor people to own cars anymore. They want to force us into this society and stratify us, make people more of the middle class, poor and unable to travel and do the things we want and enjoy today. And it's for ideology. And folks, the climate change, yes, the climate's always changed. And it was warmer in the medieval warm period when the Vikings settled the Greenland. They can't. Mm-hmm. It's too cold there now. It was warmer during the Roman warm period without CO2 being higher. So it's a scam. It's fake. CO2 is plant food. The world is better and greener because of it. More plants, more food for people and animals, better, healthier forests. And the more we add, the better off we are. But they made it into this demon. We're all exhaling it. As I'm talking to you, we're all exhaling CO2. It's part of the circle of life. Oxygen
exactly.
And CO2 is just important. So they
So Congressman, you learned that in school too, right?
We did learn those sort of things, but they propaganda our children now to be frightened of all this. I think they're even hiding any of this. What is photosynthesis? What is the basis of life? It's amazing. So it's built on this climate scam, which is lied to us on purpose, and they're using it to drive some horrendous energy policy that really harms us, our way of life, And most people in the middle don't even understand this or get it at all, but you're going to get it when your car price, you go to buy a new car and it's costing a lot more and you can't get what you want and the EVs are sitting on the shelf and you're forced into this. This is the problem. We're being forced into it, and they're using climate ideology to drive this. And fortunately, the main regulators understand it. But, you know, what Biden is doing, Bidenomics, is making our electricity short, which will make it more expensive, and driving a whole bunch of demand by forcing EVs on people that they don't want.
Exactly.
It is crazy world.
Yes. No, without a doubt, Senator, this is, the sad thing about it is the people are so confused. They don't know who to believe. You know, they can't get a straight answer from the mainstream media because the mainstream media has bought into this agenda, and they're all rallying around it. And, you know, and to me, we're just waiting for some kid to come out and finally say, hey, you know what? The king's naked. The king ain't wearing any clothes.
Well, and that's exactly right. The emperor has no clothes. It is.
Right.
And unfortunately, we have a propaganda media, as you said, are in on it, you know, except for some of the alternate media. They censor everything. Hey, there's a great thing floating around on X, YouTube, Climate the Movie, just came out hot and free. Explains the climate scam. I'd highly recommend people see the Climate the Movie, and you can get it free on YouTube. They're censoring it. They, one of the other platforms, Vimeo, they took it down. They censored it already. So catch it while you can, because that's what these climate scamsters, alarmists, people who make their living by government dollars propagating this and saying stupid stuff are already out trying to lobby YouTube to close it down because they want facts to get out. Because if the facts weren't so much on our side, and I say our side because my job is to provide the truth in energy and climate, if the facts weren't so on our side, because we're dwarfed by the literally billions of dollars these green groups get from China, and even fossil fuel companies give them money, and the green greed industry is huge, and it's subsidized by our trillions of dollars, adding to our national debt, buying it from communist China, totalitarian China. The whole circle of this stuff is evil and wrong. If we just stop the subsidies, they die. If we just stop paying tax dollars towards it and requiring it, it would all die. And if wealthy people want to buy EVs, more power to them. I have friends who have them. They like them. Others have real problems with them. But, you know, so be it. But let consumers decide. And
exactly.
Climate scam is being used to be driven, and they're attacking our food supply with it as well.
Oh, it's endless. America, you got to quit. The point is the senator is saying, look, you got to quit electing these people to continue to do these various laws. Thank you very much, Frank Lissay.
The sale of illegal disposable vapes from China. Here's former Congresswoman Mary Bono.
Because of inaction from the Biden administration, Florida became the number one state for illegal disposable vapes from China. In response, Florida's state legislature proposed a directory to help law enforcement get these illegal disposable vapes off of store shelves. Contact your legislator today and ask for a vapor products directory in your state.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single silver unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action?
Did the caller know your social security number or other personal information and tell you that your social security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your social security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Said that Down syndrome abortion rates reflects ignorance, fear, and lies. Focus on the Family's assistant to the president for media relations, Gary Schneeberger, is with us. This is one of the most tragic and curious consequences of America's culture of death revolves around the astronomically high abortion rate of children with Down syndrome. In the United States, I mean, the number is something like, you know, I was looking at this, Gary, something like 65%. Ireland tops the countries. They've got the highest rate of Down syndrome prevalence. They're reporting something like 27.5, almost 28 per 10,000 live births. Of Down syndrome, they have the most cases. Some countries have said, "Hey, look, we're just not going to have Down syndrome in our society." So, if it's been identified that you your child has Down syndrome, they're aborted, you know, without any question whatsoever. This is what's happening, not only here in America but around the world when it comes to Down syndrome.
Yeah, absolutely, and it is not. I mean, it's a travesty. Jim Daly, our president, wrote a piece for the Washington Times Higher Ground section last week, and he covered those statistics, Bill, that, right, the average, and this is bad enough, when you read the average abortion rate, generally speaking, is about 18%, but for an in-the-womb diagnosis of Down syndrome, it's between 60 and 90%
exactly.
of those are aborted. That is a sad injustice and a travesty, especially when, right, what the women who are pregnant in that situation are told is how much of a quote-unquote burden their child
exactly.
is going to be. And that is something that is yeah, everything. I mean, burdens happen all the time, and raising kids in general isn't the easiest thing to do, but to single out this burden because that child has a disability is just it's tragic.
And it's a disability as we choose to see it. Yet
correct.
I can say this, Gary, in talking with families who have been blessed with a Down syndrome child, it is a blessing that's immeasurable. To every person that has a Down syndrome child, I've heard very little negativity or regret. It has always been one of a blessing because that family is blessed with insight that otherwise they would not have because of this child that is part of their family. And this is what I hear repeatedly. And so, you know, what happens is you've got a worldview of selfishness that has risen. Like, for example, in Iceland, according to a CBS News investigation, they reported 100% of the women in Iceland whose prenatal test came back positive for Down syndrome chose to end their pregnancy. 100%, Gary. And so much so, it was so shocking that the actress, Patricia Heaton, posted on Twitter, Iceland isn't actually eliminating Down syndrome. They're just killing everybody that has it. That's a big difference. That says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's interesting, you know, something else in Jim's piece that was in the Washington Times, the picture that the Washington Times chose to accompany this photo is of looks like a young woman, probably in her 20s, late teens, and she is, the caption reads this, Carolyn Campbell pages through the chapters of her handwritten word-for-word transcription of the NASB version of the Bible that she wrote out longhand on legal pads. Now that, a child that cares that much about understanding God's word, about you know, putting God's word, you know, together in a way that she can really learn from it. That's not a burden at all, Bill. That's a beautiful, lovely soul. And there's
exactly.
And there's plenty more. I mean, you know, Jim talks about on our radio broadcast. He had a guest who said this, who has a child with Down syndrome. She said this: raising a child with a disability is something I wouldn't wish on anybody. Then she added, but I wouldn't trade the experience for anything or anyone in the world. That is not a woman who feels her child is a burden.
Right. Yeah, this is what happened again. We've developed into a culture of, self-satisfaction and selfishness is really what it comes down to. And what happens? I mean, here we're talking, you know, down children, but there's other ways that you can manifest your selfishness. And anytime when people understand what they've done with their selfishness and their selfish perspective, it has been regrettable. So, you know, this just kind of gives you an idea of where we're at. The statistics, according to CBS, let me show you these trends. These are common trends across Europe when it comes to women terminating pregnancies because of a positive prenatal test. In Denmark, 98%. United Kingdom, 90%. In France, 77%. And as I mentioned earlier, the United States, 67%, Gary. And you know, and you know families who are heartbroken because they can't have children. How many of those families would gladly accept a down children child to bring into their home to love and raise?
Absolutely, and this is the outgrowth of a culture of death, right? The ability to just say that's just a you know, if you see children in the womb as just a bit of tissue, a bunch of cells, they lose their humanity.
It's back to being a fetus, right? The famous commercial that you guys are noted for, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And just some of the people again that Jim talked about, right? We all of a certain age will remember the TV show Life Goes On. Which starred a Down syndrome actor who played a character with Down syndrome. And he once told Oprah Winfrey this, it's not about performing disabilities, it's about performing abilities. That's the message. That was his message. But Jim also singled out, there's a Special Olympics gymnast named Chelsea Warner. Madeline Stewart is a model. A man named Sajid Desai is an award-winning musician who performed at Carnegie Hall. Again, these lives could have been snuffed out before they ever began, just simply because the culture tells women these children will be burdens. That's not the case.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's interesting because in this culture right now that's experimenting with the questioning what is normal these days, and again, for families that have been blessed with a Down syndrome child, their definition of normal is different than I would say the majority of the country, what it holds to, right? Because this becomes in a sense the escape clause, the raison d'etre, in order to satiate our own convenience.
Good, yeah, an absolutely great point. And it's not just Down syndrome, unfortunately. It's autism. It's those other kind of
exactly.
things that can show up in the womb. And that's why, I mean, the reason that Jim wrote this piece at the time that he did is that last Thursday was National Down Syndrome Awareness Day. And that's where we try, as focused on the family and other groups do as well, try to just talk about the things we're talking about, Bill, that these children are incredible blessings. And as you pointed out rightly, so many married couples would just be overjoyed to welcome a child, even a child, not even, you know, would welcome a child that the culture says is going to be a burden. They would welcome that because it wouldn't be a burden. It would be a blessing to them.
Exactly. Well, you see, this is, you know, when you start considering others as less than, this is the slippery slope that we're on. Because look at that. I mean, place that veneer over anybody in America. I mean, if you're if they have defined you as a deplorable, you're less than. If you are a Christian nationalist, you are less than. You are marginalized. And this is a very dangerous mindset and a door opener to all sorts of evil, because this is what happened, you know, recently in Germany. People became less than. They were marginalized and therefore justified to be eliminated, right?
Yeah, and that's a great parallel, and it's something that we need to be on watch for. We need to be aware of that, and we need to take opportunities like Down Syndrome Awareness Day, and we need to make folks aware of the very things that we're talking about. Have these conversations, folks, in your interactions with those you know. Do it winsomely if folks disagree with you, but do it boldly.
Exactly.
Talk about the benefit, the value of all life. Because let's face it, Bill, you and I, if we got our parents on, you know, if I could get my parents on the phone, they'd say I was a burden in some ways too when I was a kid. So
exactly. Well, you know, it reminds me of Martin Niemöller's famous quotes. Is first they came for the socialists and I didn't speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists. I didn't speak out because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews and I didn't speak out because I wasn't a Jew. And you could add, then they came for the Down syndrome children, but, you know, I wasn't a Down child, so it was irrelevant, so I didn't speak out. Eventually, as they always do, they ended up coming for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. My addition to that famous Niemöller quote, and this is something that we ought to hold to our heart and dearly, because we need to be protectors of life, no doubt. Gary Schneeberger from Focus on the Family. Thank you, Gary. God bless.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Every day we take